Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying, "Arise and go to Nineveh and cry out against it." And their wickedness came up before God. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Everybody shout, uh-oh. And he went down. Notice you go down when you stop obeying God. And then he paid the fare thereof. It costs you when you get out of the will of God. I'm here to tell you today that oftentimes I know what to do, but I don't do it because I'm disobedient, I'm self-serving, and I'm all about me, and I'm reluctant to do what God says oftentimes until all hell breaks loose and I realize I can't have my cake and eat it too. God, I want to obey you. And even at that point, I still press my luck a little because I think maybe it's just a coinkydink that this is happening. So maybe I can keep doing whatever I want in my disobedient hide. And then all of a sudden I realize, no, it's not getting better. It's jacked. And I need to go back to the Lord like Jonah and cry, "Lord, help me. This is a mess. And I love you, but I also need you." You understand what I'm saying? Anybody in here like me? Okay, only half of you. How many of y'all know people and you're like, "This sermon is for them"? Raise your hand. Now, what I really want to say is this. When I was a kid, there were the video games, and they were good video games. I don't like the ones today. I like the original video games. I'm talking right now to people who played Atari. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You had Space Invaders, and you had, you know, you check it out. You got the paddles, and you play Kaboom, and you're catching that. And then they had this game called Donkey Kong. Anybody remember that game? And Donkey Kong, you were going up these ladders and levels, and you're trying to get up, and the music's going, and the tension's high, and there are these barrels that would come rolling at you, and you had to jump the barrels. Anybody remember this? This is the same time your mama's on the phone in the kitchen with a phone that still has a cord on it, a 19,000-foot cord. Anybody? You know, and it's all wrapped up, and then somebody invented the little thing that releases it so you don't get all jacked up while you're doing it. And then your little brother's outside drinking water out of a hose. We didn't have water bottles. Come on, somebody. And your little sister out there riding a bicycle with no helmet on. Come on. And you're playing on a swing set with no OSHA-approved, guarded, padded set. You were riding in the back seat of a car without a seatbelt on. God, I'm talking right now. You were in the back window with a bobbing dog doing that right there. But when you got home, you got to play Donkey Kong. And when you were on this level, you were jumping barrels. And then when you got up here and you went to the next screen, the barrels were coming faster now. And they're coming faster now. And it's more intense. I'm here to suggest to you right now that when God tells you to arise and go to the next level, it's on like Donkey Kong. Look at your neighbor and say, "It's on like Donkey Kong." I'm talking to you. Shout it again. "It's on like Donkey Kong." Someday I'm going to get we're going to spend money like Oprah, and we're going to have an organist, and I can just hit. But right now we're on a budget because we give away the DVDs for free. How many of you have never seen Jakes do that? Shout it again. "It's all like Donkey Kong." That sounded good. Try to guess. "It's all like Donkey Kong." See, the level that you were playing at, when God began to take you from glory to glory, faith to faith, victory to victory, the barrels start coming quicker. Hell starts coming after you because you knew all the while that you weren't normal in school because the cool people kept you segregated because you were abnormal. You were different. You didn't fit in with them, and God didn't allow you to fit in with them because you were called to be a chosen people, a royal priesthood, to go out and proclaim the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to help me today. To do something big. But that's why hell has been fighting you. It's not because of you. And now you're overestimating and you're overanalyzing. It's because I'm a bad mom. It's because I'm a bad leader. It's because I'm a bad pastor. No. It's because there's a devil loose and he is trying to get you to confuse your doing with God's done. Now, here's what I mean. Jonah, Jonah knows good and well that God's called him to go cry out against Nineveh, but he says, I'm not doing it because I know God. He's forgiving, and sure as shooting, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to tell those people, repent, or you're going to go to hell. Then God's going to forgive them, and I'm going to look like a liar, and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to disobey God. I'm going to get on this boat and do what I want, when I want, the way I want it. I did it my way. And that's what he did. But then now that he's on the boat and a great storm comes, it says that God allowed a storm to come. Do you know that God sometimes allows storms to come? Now, we know that storms don't come from God. The Bible said the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life. So we know that problems and troubles and trials come from the enemy. But at the same time, I'm here to tell you right now, I hate to admit it to you, but sometimes storms in my life have been self-induced. I started my own storms good and well knowing I wasn't supposed to do that, but I did it anyway because at the time, I wanted to do it. Getting quiet now. See, I had a good, I thought we had something going a while ago. Y'all, it's all like donkey dog. And now you're like, me? You're going to be you're telling me that I might be part of the problem? David said, it was good for me that I was afflicted because had not I been afflicted, I wouldn't have cried out for help to the Lord. Now, some people, when they get afflicted, cry out to God right away. Other people like Jonah waits 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale to cry out. That's a stubborn, hard-headed. Come on, point to somebody right now. I'm not looking. That's those people. But sometimes it's me. David said, it's me, oh me, standing in the need of prayer, God. Now, here's what I really want to drill in on. Sometimes in a self-induced storm, the worst thing you can do is go on a witch hunt and try to figure out what you did wrong and why you did it wrong and start reading all the Old Testament and think, my God, I'm jacked up. What it does is it makes you run from God. If you continue through this narrative of Jonah, you find that when all hell breaks loose and they start throwing over the bags and then they look for Jonah, it says that he was fast asleep. Now, sleep in the Bible sometimes means death. Lazarus isn't dead, he's sleeping. God would call that sleeping. Other times, death or sleep in the Bible means prayerlessness. And in this case, it does. He's prayerless. When you're prayerless, you're careless. When you're prayerless, it's because the enemy and the enemy is trying to keep you from talking to God and keep you from going to church because he knows good and well if you ever get in contact with having fun at church and learning at church, then you'll go to church and then you won't be this person who is that person that you don't like right now. You will be formed in the image and the likeness of Christ and you will go up to these new levels, and up in these new levels, hell's going to try to stop you, but you will be living in, somebody ought to help me today, you'll be living in your divine purpose, your assignment. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's all like Donkey Kong. So you're going and you're growing, but you're asleep. Why? Sometimes my wife, she gets headaches sometimes, and she in fact, the other night, I came in, I gave her an aspirin. I said, hey, you want this aspirin? She said, no, I don't have a headache. I said, good. I forgot, I knew that joke, but something triggered in me. What's really funny is to watch 80% of y'all laugh and a couple people look like, I never. Well, with an attitude like that, you never will. You've got to be friendly. Oh, yeah, it's all like Donkey Kong. Shout, it's all like Donkey Kong. So Nicole, sometimes if her head's really hurting a little bit or something, just to get away from it, she'll just go to sleep. Don't do that. Don't run away from the pain when the barrels are rolling and the trouble's coming and the ship is rocking. Don't get prayerless and careless. Run to God and say, God, I know that you're here to help me, and I'm really losing right now. I'm losing money. I'm losing influence. I'm losing credibility. I'm losing it. God, help me. And when you cry to the Lord, the Bible said that God prepared a great fish, and a fish swallowed Jonah. I know some people may watch on television and go, I just don't believe that. Little girls argue with the teacher. The teacher said, it's a huge mammal. Yes, it's big enough to have a person inside it. But it is a proven fact, scientifically, that it's not big enough of a mammal for the person to actually go inside the mouth of the... So the little girl said, that's not a problem. When I get to heaven, I will ask Jonah about it. And the teacher says, well, what if he went to hell? She said, well, then you ask. Okay. I actually heard that, Joel, from my buddy Joel, but he told it a lot better than I did. Now, when it's this supernatural provision that comes, Jonah 2, it says that God prepared the fish as a way of escape. For you, it might be chapter 11. For you, it might be this new job. For you, it might be the new church. For you, there's somehow, some way, when you cry out to God in desperation through this lack of prayerlessness and you say, God, I need you, he will prepare a way of escape for you, and you will walk out into the obedience that God has for you. But here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to go on that stupid witch hunt about why is it happening to me and bad things always happen to me and I just don't understand it. It seems unfair. I've had more bad luck than anybody. And if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. And I just don't know what's going on. That will take you down to the bottom of the boat and you will fall asleep as in your spiritual walk with Jesus and God speaking to you. Now, here's what I need you to do is to understand the difference between you and your flesh. You are a spirit man. That's why St. Paul said, the thing I want to do, I don't do, and the thing I don't want to do, I do. What is that? That means your flesh didn't get saved. So Jonah said, my flesh, it doesn't want to go to obey God, so I'm not, but my spirit wants to, but I'm going to listen to my flesh. Now, growing up, I grew up in church, you know, and I still turned out this messed up. Isn't that something? But there was a song we used to sing. It said, looked at my hands and they looked new. Looked at my feet and they did too. If you get to heaven before I do. Well, when I got saved, I looked at my hands and they didn't look new. And I looked at my feet and I was hoping for sure God did something there. Because I got two matching little toes that are cray-cray. They're embarrassing. My wife likes to go get pedicures. And we were just at our church in Palm Beach last week. And we go down there, and I'm trying to keep it on a down low. And the lady said, oh, cute little toe. Your toe's so cute. Come here, look. Little toe, Holly, any toe now, Peyton. I'll show you. This toe right here is brand new. I can sell it on eBay. It's never touched the ground. That toe didn't get saved. That toe is not saved. These feet will walk where they're not supposed to if they don't go to church and read the Bible. Come on, somebody ought to hear me today. Hear me what I'm waving, right? TDJ's got a hanky. I got a sock. How many of y'all don't want to shake my hand anymore? You know it's a good sermon when you got to put your clothes back on. Looked at my hands and they looked new. Looked at my feet and they did too. No. Your flesh didn't get saved. The real you, the spirit man, is the one that's saying, listen to that guy and go to church. Listen to that guy and do God's general direction, because God will give you no specific direction until you follow his general direction. In his book, from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22 and 21, is his written direction. When the evil day approaches, do it all the more. Be sure your sin will find you out. Rob not God, wherever we robbed you, in tithe and offering. Some of y'all are driving stolen cars, living in stolen houses, because you've been stealing God's stuff. Wonder, God, why won't you bless me? And he's like, because why am I in hard times and in hellacious waters and I've lost these clients? Because we're not doing the general direction. When we do the general direction of God, he gives us the specific directions. Then the blessor gives us the blessing, and then all the other ings follow us, huh? Clothing, bling, bling, cha-ching, cha-ching. All the ings follow us when we obey him. Jonah's in a rough way. He's in a bad spot. And I love this. Verse 2 of 2, by reason of his affliction, he cried to the Lord. You and I know good and well that oftentimes we wouldn't cry to the Lord unless we were in affliction. Verse 5, the waters compassed about me, he said. My soul is in the depths of hell. The weeds are wrapped around my head. Bible says he anointed our head with oil. If there's weed wrapped around your head right now, seaweed, the enemy tries to affect you through the battlefield of the mind. My spiritual mother, Joyce Meyer, says, where the mind goes, the man follows.
That's how we wind up in the wrong bed. That's how we wind up with the wrong concepts. That's how we have limited vision. A mind stretch never goes back to its own size. That's why the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. So Jonah's in this rough waters. All hell is breaking loose. Seaweed is around his mind. And then, and only then, did he say, help me, Lord. Practice that. Shout, help me, Lord. He said, help. And then God all of a sudden causes this great fish to become uneasy with that which is on the inside of him. And he begins to say, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. And he throws Jonah up onto this dry ground at the perfect place. And what I love about this story is this. Jonah, the man who needed to repent, who was stubborn and wouldn't repent, jumps right out with seaweed around his head and says, y'all need to repent. You're going to hell. God's going to judge this whole place. You need to get it right. I love that. That's a sign of God's grace. He didn't say, I got to wait 5 days to get cleaned up. He's coming up and saying, y'all sinners, I've been declared right and he has made me right. Come on, somebody ought to help me. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become brand new. He said he would take our sins and throw them as far as the east is from the west and put them in the sea of forgetfulness and say, no fishing. I'm telling you that what God has started in you, hell has been fighting you, and it's on like Donkey Kong. And the reason why the enemy is fighting you is because you're making it higher and you're going to new levels in him. And if you catch hell, don't hold it. And if you're in hell, walk right out of there by faith and not by sight. Come on, give God praise. Shout, it's all like Donkey Kong. Come on, bob your head. Shout, it's all like Donkey Kong. People at home going, I'll tell you what they're doing. People at home with seaweed wrapped around your head. Some of y'all smoking weed right now. I get it all the time. They come up to me and go, I was watching TV. Man, you were so funny. And I told my buddy, this guy's funny. We started watching you, and then we passed out. And then we woke up to the sound of your voice, and you were on again. And then we passed out again after we had some Cheetos and some Doritos. And then we woke up, and you were on again. So I came to church today because I don't know what's going on, but it really freaked me out. Seaweed, real weed. I want a church that is full of people who've known Jesus for a long time. And I want a church full of people that haven't ever heard, felt, or been communicated properly that God is not the God pointing the finger at you this way. He's pointing at you this way. I'm here in St. Louis to build a church. I'm in Palm Beach every Thursday night. It's the new Sunday to build a church. And to let you know that it's on like Donkey Kong. And God is taking you, somebody ought to help me, to a new level. And the barrels are coming faster. But if God be for you, who and what can be against you? When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes his enemies to be at peace with you. I'm saying right now, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at myself and realize another lip. I'm sorry, I get those two confused. Sometimes it's the psalmist David, and then sometimes it's a rapper. I didn't mean it. Yes, I did. You got to grow in church. You got to love to go to church. You got to be faithful to church. Your help comes from the church. Your blessing comes from the church. Anointing comes from the church. Strength comes from the mighty, mighty church. Jesus said it himself, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I'm almost done. 27 minutes into a 30-minute sermon. Actually, on TV, you're really about to lose part of it because you only get 28 minutes and 30 seconds.
There's a lot of stuff you're not getting when you don't come to church. You don't get that fabulous praise and worship. You don't get those fabulous kids ministry. Come on, how many of y'all say what I'm saying? I'm saying right now, some of y'all have been watching for a long time. Say, oh, I go to church. I go to your church. I watch on TV. That's nice, but that's not for everybody. God wants you to come to his house. Maybe you're in the trouble and you're the trial because you're not obeying God. God's not a late night call that you make. God's not saying, oh yeah, my name is Jimmy, so I'll take all you can give me. God will bless you and he wants to bless you, but maybe you're like me today. All these fingers point back to me. I'm disobedient. I'm half-hearted oftentimes. I know what to do and I don't do. And then I get in the middle of my storm and I wonder if God ever gets sick of hearing me say, God, I promise I won't do it again. I wonder if he ever gets sick of me saying, God, if you just give me one more shot, God. God, you know you pick me, and you know, God, you know that I'm weak, and you know that I'm feeble, God, but I'm not going in my own strength. I'm going in your strength. Sometimes I preach my greatest messages when there's 90% hell in my life and 10% heaven. Sometimes when it's 90% heaven and just 10% hell, I get lackadaisical, and I get professional and stand up for the reading of God's word. But then when all hell breaks loose, I just get nasty, and the real me comes out with clown. Shout, it's all like Donkey Kong. Come on, y'all losing your energy. Shout, it's all like Donkey Kong. I have a question to ask you, and I want you to be bold about it, and you at home as well. How many of y'all are not embarrassed to say, and you're going to be surprised, it's going to be everybody, would say, it's almost like you had a camera in my house today. I needed this, and you were reading my mail. Raise your hand if it's you. Now look around you. Everybody got the same problem you got. If you're watching on television, it's like almost everybody's hand. Because the Bible said there's no temptation taking you but such as common to man. This temptation, this testing, this trial that the enemy has put upon you, I say that it has a shelf life and the expiration date has come to pass. And I prophesy over you, if you'll put God first, God will put you first and all things will work together for your good. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. People come.